Tēnā koutou katoa, e te iwi ngā mahi ki a koutou mai I te whare runanga o te Tiriti o Waitangi, I tēnei ata hakahirahira o tātou, ko tēnei te rā o Waitangi. E te iwi tēno hariko te ngākau I tēnei ata. I'm Hini Hōtirene, you're joining me in the whare runanga this morning to discuss kaupapa around tino rangatiratanga. It's a great day for us, of course, it's the day to commemorate the signing of te Tiriti o Waitangi, and I have three really special guests with me. You would have just heard some of the kōrero from Minister Davis around his opinions on rangatiratanga. Hoi anō, you know, ministers often differ in some of the way they do things compared to those of us living in the kāinga. So that's what we're going to talk about today with the panel. Firstly, I have Pānea Newton, he wahine rungo nui e mō wāna mahi whawhai mō te tino rangatiratanga o te whenua o Ehu Mātau, morena Pānea. And we also have Ariki Baldwin with us, who's been a campaigner against basically pro 1080 and against the whānau who are who, you know, all the issues that come up between us. So I'm looking forward to Ariki and some of the kōrero he'll be talking about around tino rangatiratanga and what does that actually mean, and do we have rights to determine our own destiny outside of government. And of course we have Manuhiri Tuarangi, who's come from overseas, from Canada, Turtle Island, Kalila Rapai. Kalila, tell me what your last name is.
Rampanen.
Rampanen, and I've known Kalila since she was a baby. She's been brought up in the Indigenous tribal movement in Canada, and really good to see you here today. Just come back from the food sovereignty conference that was recently held in Takahiwe. So really good. We'll start with you, Pānea. Minister Davis talked a bit about his idea of tino rangatiratanga, and of course us as Māori, we know that our Māori MPs are often given the task of making sure as much of their budget comes out to the people. Do you really think that ever happens? And if not, what are we doing as the people to ensure we're maintaining our rangatiratanga?
Oh, well, that's a tricky one, Hini. Short answer, I think that our MPs are trying, but I still think that there's a long way to go. In terms of Ihu Mātau, the way that the budgets are being distributed, it's not seen to be supporting tino rangatiratanga at Ihu Mātau. Classic example, you know, the disproportionate protection around Māori cultural and historical landscape protection compared to our colonial built heritage sites that are protected. It's very disproportionate, and it shows, you know, the discrimination still exists at that level, as well as this grassroots level in terms of our campaign at Ihu Mātau. But, you know, in short answer, yes, they're trying, our MPs are trying, but it's not enough. There's not enough funds going towards supporting kaupapa that trying to reclaim our tino rangatiratanga.
So if we don't have any funds to help us achieve our tino rangatiratanga, how do we do it?
We just have to reclaim it. And for us at Ihu Mātau, the law was against us and still is against us and has been since the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And so for us, we took the initiative to stand up and say enough was enough. We moved on to our whenua, we set up Kaitiaki Village, we are planting kai, we are running wānanga, we're reclaiming our tino rangatiratanga, our tikanga and our reo that was almost lost through colonisation.
Thanks, Pānea. That's a really interesting point, because for a lot of us, you know, we all have the desire to move back onto our land, and it almost is kind of like a dream. And, you know, that we put up all these barriers. Oh, I need to apply to the Māori Land Court. Oh, I need to know how many shares I've got. What do you think about that?
So in a way, it kind of sits unwell with me in that the Māori Land Court still sits underneath a Western system. It's still government. It's still governed by Parliament. And so in one way, yes, I agree, we should be participating in that process, whilst also participating in what we know best and what flows through our tinana. It's in our toto, ko mātou ngā tangata whenua o tēnei motu. So we must rise up. Whilst participating in it, we also must take it back and reclaim it and just rise up.
Yeah, just do it, eh? Get back on the land. You know, hei aha te kōrero, mahi te mahi.
Ai, mena kāre koe, ka noho te whenua, hei, no?
E whenua mo te Pākehā.
Tika ana.
Kia ora. Thank you, Pānia. Oh, and over to you, Ariki. Tell me about, you know, we're talking about tino rangatiratanga, as Pānia said, about our lands, taking back occupation, taking back control, not worrying about all these barriers that are put up to actually inhibit us from returning to our whenua. Tell me about some of the mahi you're involved in and how that's demonstrating tino rangatiratanga.
Okay, first I'd like to talk about how I think we're going to get to this thing, our tino rangatiratanga. We're never going to have just a regime change overnight where our whole system falls down and we have something new. But I have seen the system change over my life. When I was younger, the schools were pretty much predominantly Pākehā. There was none of our culture in any of the institutions of government. The charter schools that National put in, I actually tautoko that. I saw the results from that. And our tino rangatiratanga is going to be gained by these things through our health trust. There's one thing that we're not going to gain it through that I truly believe in, and this is the treaty settlement process. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're not going to gain this through the treaty settlement process because we're actually watering down any rights delivered to us through the treaty if we enter into it. You know, it's good that we have businesses. These will help us to become much more self-sufficient and independent, but not if we have to sign out our treaty rights. Because we must remember this, the treaty isn't ours. It's only ours while we're alive. It belongs to our tūpuna and it'll belong to the uri that come down after us. And we should never forget that. And now, I have my own kaupapa about tino rangatiratanga. When I was in my very early 20s and I wanted to kick the dust up everywhere I went, any protest I wanted to join, we were down at Opera Marina trying to stop it. We're in the construction site with Kingi Tauruma, you know, where Kaumātua, you know, rangatira. And we told them things will happen, but they didn't listen to us. We've been in this area for 400 or 500 years. We know how to look after it. And what happened about 6 months ago, they found the Mediterranean fan worm there. You know, we didn't win that battle, but as soon as I heard about that, I rung them up and I asked them, I said, who's going to clean up this mess and pay for it? Because these Pākehā institutions, there's no problem with them taking the profits for themselves, and when there's any costs associated with damage, they seem to socialise this. And so that's a show of our tino rangatiratanga. At that same age, I was at my marae Mutato one day and talking to one of my whare, Pane Cooper, about tino rangatiratanga, and she handed me a broom. She said, sweep the cobwebs from the carvings, that's your tino rangatiratanga, and it is. Now, I'm heavily involved in pest control. I spent the 21st to the 25th of January in the hills behind Paihia pulling out stoats, possums, rats, while everyone else was swimming in the beach. And these are the same people that wave their flags around and yell at me while I'm having a mihi down on the bottom of marae about my kaupapa ki te tiaki ngā manu ki roto I te ngāhere. And what we had down there was three Pākehā dictating to the people, and our people ate their words up like it was sweet kai. A Pākehā in a polished shoes and a flash suit telling our people about the ngāhere when I was the one up there. Ngāti Hini, we conducted research and we had a 1080 drop in 1997 and 4 years of research. We know what we're talking about. So that's my kaupapa, and I want to look after our land without interference from others.
Awesome. Kia ora. Ngā mihi ki a koe, Ariki. I know that you've been doing a lot of mahi around the rohe, restoring the mauri of our ngāhiri, but I really loved your kōrero about Auntie Pane Cooper there. She also had many things to say to me about tino rangatiratanga, which was basically, if you can't swing the tea towel, you're no kore take to everyone. You know, it's just the simple things, really. You've got to mahi the mahi, so really good kōrero. And Kalila, you've just recently come back into the country. You live over in Canada, Indigenous from there. Tell me about kind of, obviously, in a country like Canada, you're got so many other people there. You know, here in Northland, Māori make up over 40% of the population. I say a lot of times it's almost like a lot of our Pākehā whānau have become assimilated. They're used to us here, only in this region of Taitokero, and we, you know, things aren't too bad. But when you're constantly living in a society that you're the minority and the racism is just so strong, how do you survive as a young person, as a whānau, and maintain your sovereignty, maintain your cultural identity?
So recently, I guess, one of the main ways to reconnect to my like indigenous roots and indigenous sovereignty, I guess, is learning my language again. And because there are so many different First Nations communities and stuff, that just the language just changes, is like an hour drive away and it's totally different. But I'm from the Nuchanoth people, and on the west coast of Vancouver Island, and our language is almost extinct. So one way that I want to reconnect with that part is to learn my language. And once I do that, I find that my family, it takes us out onto our land more, and we learn just the language of the land. And it's really important to do that and move out back onto our traditional territories and learn the traditional foods and medicines, and just make sure that we maintain that connection, and in that also keeping it safe from mining and logging and all those different industries that try to come in and take our resources. But yeah, so that's one way I'm trying to do that. Yeah.
Ka pai. Very good, Kalila. And so we're talking about, you know, tino rangatiratanga is about looking after our whenua, about making sure our culture is maintained, our reo is preserved, everything that our tūpuna sought to protect within te tiriti o waitangi. So these days when we see that there's breaches in terms of our rights not being guaranteed, with the mining, deep sea oil drilling, all of these constant pressures on us as tangata whenua to stand up and to maintain our mana, do you think protesting still has a place?
Oh, absolutely, Hini. I go back to Ihu Mātou. If we did not decide to stand up as rangatahi to reclaim our whenua and our tino rangatiratanga and protest, I don't really like that, Kupu, I mean defend our rangatiratanga and our whenua, the land block at Ihu Mātou would have 500 multi-million dollar houses on it by now. But if you come to Ihu Mātou 3.5 years on, that whenua is undisturbed. We are growing marakai. We're reclaiming it for what it was once used for, to feed the growing population of Tāmaki Makaurau, to tell the stories of our tūpuna and the whenua. So absolutely, protesting is still very relevant. And if you look at our history, our Māori history, we're very successful at it.
Yeah, because if we didn't defend our reo or defend our culture or defend our lands, we basically wouldn't have anything. What do you think about that? Is that true, E Ariki?
I agree with you totally. The protest movement, as in the past, is just as valid to this day. Often protest is the first time we see that something, there's an issue here. And the resolutions often come behind that, but without this initial push, often there's nothing to show. The people don't know what's going on. Protests also works like, well, we did on our whenua where we stopped the train. We haven't got the land back, but it reaffirms the kaha within our family to keep fighting for this. So each generation sees that we're continually fighting. We're not just laying down, we're not going to sleep in the night. Protest movement in Waitangi, what would it be with it without a protest movement? And even if you're on the other side, if you can't stand up and have your say against the others which disagree that are protesting against you, maybe you shouldn't be standing for what you are at all. Yeah. Kia ora.
It sounds like Tariki's saying it's almost healthy for us to protest. It challenges us think outside our norms. So, yeah.
Awesome. Kia whaka oho oho te wairua, ne? I nō reira, Kalila, just some final words from you, just around around protesting in your country. If you protest, you'll get pepper sprayed and probably the guns will come out. would you like to share some kōrero about that and just finish off about why you're here at Waitangi today?
I never was a fan of the word like protester or like activist or whatever you call it. I've always just felt like it's a part of being an Indigenous person is to protect the land that you come from. And if anything is trying to stop that or in the way or trying to disrupt the way the land that should be, then yeah, I'll stand up and protect my territories and where I come from, whatever that may be. So I feel it's really important to stand up and do those things. I'll keep doing that until I feel like it's at a safe place. But there's always new industries and stuff that keep coming in, and especially in my territory, because we are not under a treaty. They did like a whole bunch, and then they got up to like the west coast of BC and they kind of gave up on treaties. So but because of that, there's a lot of industries and companies that'll come in thinking that they can just go under, like hidden, and it won't matter because it's not under whatever, like crown land or whatever you call it. Yeah, I feel it's a really important thing to do. Yeah.
Awesome. And probably like us, we all came to Waitangi to experience the moment and whangaungatanga meet with each other. So we're about to wrap up here. That was really good kōrero from you all today. Thank you so much. I'm just really glad that e kaha tonu ana tō tātou nei iwi, katoa, and just to honour the spirit of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and of course our tupuna and mokopuna. Nō reira, tēnei takumahi ki a koutou katoa e te iwi, kua taiti ki te mutunga o tēnei whakopāho ki a koutou katoa, atu I te whare runanga o te tiriti o Waitangi.